The World Health Organization estimates nearly 250 million new cases of malaria occur every year, including 1 million deaths. Most of those who die are young children in Africa. Chief of Health for the UN Children's Fund, Peter Salama, says overall progress has been made in reducing child deaths. Since 1990, he says the number of children under age 5 dying from preventable diseases has declined by 27%.
Although 3.5 million children's deaths, fewer deaths, is certainly a positive trend, this level of child mortality is, of course, completely unacceptable. And malaria is one of the primary causes of these deaths, accounting for 1 in 10 deaths of children under 5 globally and 1 in 5 in sub-Saharan Africa. Malaria is a disease that predominantly kills children. In fact, a child still dies of malaria every 30 seconds.
Yet the WHO report shows progress in malaria control has accelerated dramatically since 2006. This is largely due to recent increases in funding for malaria programs. Last year, $1.5 billion was raised in support of these programs. The World Health Organization hopes to reach $2 billion by the end of this year. WHO Director General Margaret Chan calls this commitment by the international community a striking turnaround for malaria control. She says money has gone toward the purchase of insecticide-treated mosquito nets, which remain effective for 3 years. She says it has allowed poor countries to buy the effective but expensive anti-malaria drug artemisinin-based combination therapy. She says the increased financial flows also are being invested in research to develop better control tools, including a vaccine.
This is what I call the billion-dollar moment for a centuries-old disease. The report demonstrates progress. Let me remind you, this progress takes place against a backdrop of decades of setbacks and painful, slow results. As the report says, decline of 50% or more in reported cases and deaths have been achieved in a few African countries with very high population coverage with controlled interventions.
These countries include Eritrea, Rwanda, and Sao Tome. The report also notes the percentage of children protected by insecticide-treated nets increased almost eightfold, from 3% in 2001 to 23% in 18 African countries surveyed in 2006. Despite these gains, the World Health Organization says much more work remains to be done. It notes in Africa, only 125 million people were protected by insecticide-treated mosquito nets, while 650 million are at risk. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.